Fort Union, Santa Fe Trail. Near Watrous, New Mexico, I have always sped past an I-25 highway sign that reads simply Fort Union. This trip I exit and follow the old Santa Fe Trail that brought people west in the 1800s looking for opportunity. After the Civil War, poor folks who didn't have prospects came out west to start over. People with money wearing suits followed them, looking to build fortunes in a wide-open territory of the United States before it was carved up into states by wealthy and powerful men who wanted to make more of what they wanted most from life. The Santa Fe Trail became one of the major routes taking settlers west, and along its length the government built military forts to secure the land, protect settlers, provide law enforcement, settle disputes, and fight Indians who weren't pleased with these invaders. Fort Union in its heyday had 1,600 soldiers, the only hospital for hundreds of miles, a jail, church, wagon repair shop, arsenal, and was a distribution center for food for military forts throughout the Southwest. The National Monument opens every day of the week, 8 to 5, has a museum, and the staff wearing uniforms give tours every few hours. The wind blows this morning, and during the winter, this place is brutally cold, isolated, and basic. The fort's most interesting secret is that it had women working and living inside it, working as laundresses, who drew regular military pay and had their own separate quarters. Knowing how tough it was for men to be here, it must have been even tougher for women. And having women here must have given the commanding officer gray hair. Not knowing whether a man is going to protect a woman or assault them, and how love and lust affect human behavior and execution of orders, is a commanding officer's worst nightmare.